So I mentioned a chance of showers today. It looks like rain showers are likely tonight, about a tenth of an inch, and tomorrow another quarter of an inch of rain. Very different weather picture across the mountains in central Washington these days, where the drought is not letting up. It just got more difficult for about 2,000 farmers in the Yakima Valley near Sunnyside, because this week they've had their tap turned off. Correspondent Anna King of the Northwest News Network is there. Hi, Anna.
Good morning.
Your reporting took you to the Rosa Irrigation District. Where is that and why were you there?
Yeah, I got in my pickup about 5 in the morning and headed up to the valley to the Yakima area. So the headwaters of the Rosa Irrigation Canal come into the Yakima area in this like really old school tunnel that was built back in the early 1900s, I think. It comes through this tunnel and it comes down this main canal. And then from there, it branches and branches and branches down the valley into smaller and smaller canals, into which actually kind of looks like, you know, a roadside ditch if you just filled a roadside ditch full of water. And that's what ends up at farms all across the Yakima Valley.
And some of this water is just getting shut off?
Yeah. So the farmers and the irrigation board themselves decided to save a little water that they were going to shut down for 2 weeks while the weather might be a little bit cooler so that they can try and bank a little water for later in the year when they expect it to get a lot hotter. And they only have possibly 38% of their water to work with. And so that's just killer. You know, if you have a field, that means that you have 38% of the water you usually put on that field to work with. And these are high-value crops like cherries and apples and wine grapes. And they take the same amount of water every year. So the farmers are going to have to find it somewhere else.
How did we get into this water predicament?
So it's really interesting. The Rosa Irrigation District is what's called a junior water rights holder. And what that means is that there's other people that were first in line for water. So they're kind of in the back of the line for water out of the river systems, right near the fish. They're at the back of the line. And what they used to grow was potatoes, sugar beets, other kinds of crops that could go in and be taken out the year after, like wheat. But what happened is all of these larger farms started springing up around them, and they couldn't survive with their 100 or 200 acres anymore. And so they went into high-value crops like cherries and apples. And these crops can't be taken out year to year. They have to be grown every year, all the time. They need water all the time. And so that's what has landed Rosa in this predicament, is that they are doing well farming these crops on good water years, but on bad water years, they're short of water and they have to buy it somewhere else in the Northwest.
So that's the east side of the mountains. For our listeners in the Seattle area, does this have anything to do with us?
Yeah. You know, if you shop at Pike Place Market, if you go to a Whole Foods, if you shop at Safeway and pick up an organic apple, these are the things that are coming from Eastern Washington to fill your plates at dinner time. You know, I know you guys have high tech and Boeing that you're worried about over there, but over here, it's a lot about agriculture. There's trickle-down jobs from the farmer to the guy that sells fence posts at the local farm supply store here.
You told us, Anna, that the town of Moxie, Washington, got zero rain, not a drop, in April. What's the weather forecast?
So the weather forecast coming up is that there are going to be these massive thunderclouds coming through the area. They're headed east to west, so that's kind of an unusual system for here. And that means that as they go up the hills on the Cascade side up there in the Yakima area, that they're going to drop a little rain. And over here by me in the Tri-Cities, it'll taper off. There won't be much rain. But the good part is that this is a cool weather system. This allows farmers to have a little more flexibility, put a little less water on their fields. It won't help the overall drought, but it might spell them for a week. You know, I was in a manager's office yesterday, the top manager of the Rosa Irrigation District. I was sitting there in Sunnyside in this little office, plastered with hunting photos and fishing photos. And he looked at me and he said, "I've been looking out that window an awful lot lately, Anna." And I just think everybody is watching the sky, hoping for a little rain, hoping for a little relief.
And of course, we're hoping that dry vegetation doesn't then burn.
It's a real problem. That's a great question. You know, I run a lot up this mountain called Badger Mountain, and the cheatgrass and the bunch grass and the wildflowers are just crispy fried. They just are sizzling. And I'm really scared about how bad our fire season might be this year if we don't get some periodic rains that'll kind of cool things down. They're hoping that these showers that are coming through this week will do that, but there's also thunderstorms coming along with that, and we all know that lightning and dry grass don't mix.
That's correspondent Anna King from the Northwest News Network, reporting out of Richland, Washington. Anna, thank you.
Thank you so much for having me on.